Good morning, everyone. I'm Ken Smales reporting for WTNS News. Plans are underway for a Warsaw holiday tradition that dates back nearly 30 years. The annual Christmas parade and candle lighting will be Sunday, November 25th, beginning at 6:30 p.m. at the Village Square. Warsaw Mayor Ron Davis invited various community representatives together Wednesday to flesh out details after the Warsaw Business Association expressed the desire to no longer coordinate the event.
The first time it was held in November, it was November the 30th, 1997. Prior to that, it was always held on the second Sunday night of December. In the beginning, it was just candle lighting and a speaker and the lighting of the tree and the nativity scene.
Several time-honored traditions will continue, including the arrival of Santa Claus and treats for children, a student choir, Christmas message, and candle lighting. Brenda Davis says the Wahunting Valley Historical Society's museum is also planning a festival of trees again this year after the inaugural event in 2017 was so successful.
Last year, it was phenomenal. We had 13 businesses put trees up for display in there, and we've already had promise of more this year, and that they light them, and it's open that day. So it goes along in conjunction with what goes on here.
Among the groups helping to make the parade and candle lighting possible, the Riverview Ministerial Association, Wahunting Valley Fire Department, the Warsaw Lions Club, Echoing Hills, and the Village, as well as many other volunteers. The Sheriff's Office reports two accidents and two complaints. John Worthington of Coshocton was backing from his driveway at 803 Pine Street when he backed across the road and through the front yard into a porch at 810 Pine. James McGinnis of Newcomerstown was traveling westbound on U.S. 36 near State Route 751 when he struck a deer. The Roscoe Motor Inn reported vandalism to a door, and officers responded to the 1,000 block of Highland Boulevard on a report of a domestic situation. From the West Lafayette Police, officers received a parking complaint in the 700 block of North Kirk Street. A resident in the 700 block of North Oak reported telecommunications harassment, and a resident in the 300 block of East 7th Street reported a noise complaint. Months after the U.S. Supreme Court ruled government workers cannot be required to contribute to labor unions representing them, a group that helped successfully argue that case has filed two related federal lawsuits on behalf of some government employees in Ohio. The National Right to Work Legal Defense Foundation says they're aimed at enforcing public employees' rights under that ruling. The lawsuits were filed as potential class action cases against two affiliates of the American Federation of State, County, and Municipal Employees, including the Ohio Civil Service Employees Association. One lawsuit seeks repayment of fees collected from non-union workers. The other challenges a union policy limiting when employees can opt out of paying dues. One of the presidents calls it another attempt to weaken unions and says most members are sticking together. After nearly 20 years of horse riding and relationship building, Higher Hopes Therapeutic Riding Center has taken its final ride.
It's come a time in our life that Peggy and I is looking to turn a new chapter. We dedicated 20 years to it, and we feel that we've done our part. And it's just come time that we want to travel some and enjoy our retirement. We've retired from two or three jobs, so now it's time to just kind of say that's it and explore a new chapter in our life.
Owner Tom Rohrig and his wife Peggy began Higher Hopes in the late 1980s after seeing the potential to help the developmentally disabled firsthand. He says the horses are extremely therapeutic for those living with a disability as they offer a new and unique perspective of the world.
When you take a person out of a wheelchair and put them on a horse, the smile on their face, their discontentment. Teddy Roosevelt, someone, the best thing for an inside of a person is an outside of a horse. But the real thing about it is, let's just use someone in a wheelchair or limited mobility with crutches. As they go from one place to the other, you have to really watch what they're doing. Every place they go, they had to watch where they put their cane or their crutches. You put them on the horse, that takes all that away from them. Instead of looking up at the world, now they're looking straight at it or even down at it a little bit.
Higher Hope saddled up for one last ride at their Halloween party this past week. While their nonprofit riding center has helped countless members of the community, Peggy Rohrig says it's also been life-changing for her family as well.
It just makes your heart swell. I would be so tired sometime when I would come home from work and go up because there was higher hopes that night. And I thought, oh, my gosh, I'm too tired. But as soon as you seen those people come in to write, they were just smiling and so happy. You don't think about being tired anymore. And if anybody can start something like this back up, we would help them because this county does need it.
As they begin a new chapter in their lives, the Roerigs are thankful for all the sponsors who help make Higher Hopes a successful resource for the developmentally disabled. Thanks for joining me. I'm Ken Smales, reporting.
It is 6 minutes after 9 o'clock on this Thursday morning, and where's the week gone? Two more days left during the work week, and we're going to have some open phone lines on the Communication Lines program today. That's towards the end. We have a busy day. Lots of folks that we will be talking to today, and we're going to start things off today with Larry Carney, and he is here from the Newcomerstown Historical Society, and joined by Ron Geese and Tim Vance to talk about an upcoming event. And good morning, Larry. Thank you for being here today.
Thank you.
And tell us about the event. What is the event that is coming up that we'll be talking about here in a moment?
It's the Emmanuel Yuengling Celebration next Tuesday, October the 23rd, at St. Paul Lutheran Church in Newcomerstown.
Emmanuel Yuengling, and he is a Newcomerstown native?
Oh, yes.
So tell us a little bit about Emmanuel Yuengling.
Well, one of the members of Emmanuel Yuengling's Hyperion Band, and that was the band that he formed after he retired from John Philip Sousa's band, was named Charles Leeser. And Charles Leeser, a few years after Emmanuel Yuengling passed away, became the director of the Newcomerstown Band. But at that point, it was called the Newcomerstown Community Band. Well, in addition to directing the band, Charles Leeser also had an orchestra. He formed the Boy Scouts Band. And he had an accordion band as well, which was sort of unusual. But when he retired from the directorship in 1973, Dorothea Marshall became president of the Historical Society. Mm-hmm. Charles Leeser had been president starting in 1940. And in 1973, Dorothea Marshall negotiated the Temperance Tavern Museum, which became the main attraction for the Historical Society at that point. And then in 2007, the Historical Society acquired the building that's now known as the Main Street Museum. Mm-hmm. And that's where most of the activity occurs. And the Historical Society continues to be an active organization up to the present time under the presidency of Bud Scott. And this is the organization that's making the presentation next Tuesday night possible, because it's all the time and the effort that the members of the Historical Society put into it. And there'll be two opportunities next Tuesday evening. That is, there's an optional dinner, roast beef, delicious dinner at 6 o'clock, for $12, and tickets can be acquired for that by calling 740-498-7735, and then the concert is at 7 o'clock, and that is free of charge. Mm-hmm. So we invite everybody to come to either of the events, and hope you'll have a good time.
Well, there'll be a lot of terrific music, and we're going to talk about that here in just a little bit. Just very quickly, Larry, the Newcomerstown Historical Society, the name pops up rather frequently. We've got this event. We've got the museum. Sounds like you are a very active group.
I'm a volunteer, yes. Mm-hmm. We have many volunteers, and it's most of the volunteers that make the success of the group possible.
Okay, very good. A celebration of the music of Emmanuel Yuengling, and that is Larry Carney from the Newcomers Town Historical Society. And we have Ron Geese and Tim Vance here in the studio with us as well. And good morning, fellas. Thank you for being here.
Good morning, Mike.
Good morning.
And, well, who wants to begin? I want to ask you about a little bit about Manuel Yuengling himself. And I got to bring this up. The name, it's the same as that of a popular beer. Is there a connection?
It's the same family. They, the ones that remained in Pennsylvania kept the old German spelling. The ones that came into the Newcomers Town area kind of anglicized the word and, or the name and spell it just as it looks, Yuengling. So it's easier to remember. But the Historical Society should be commended for the event that they bring out that Larry just talked about. It's great to celebrate a native and also someone who was exceptionally talented at the time of his life. He died in 1925 at a fairly early age. He was 52, and he succumbed to a stroke. But he was a tremendous musician, wrote a lot of music. Ron's going to talk a little bit about some of the arrangements he's done. But it's an opportunity for us to share that music and share that musical heritage of a native son of Newcomers Town.
Okay. And so, Ron, you want to tell us a little bit about the music?
Oh, yes. Manuel Yuengling wrote some wonderful marches in the style of John Philip Sousa. And we are going to play, four of them, anyhow, on the program Tuesday night. And I have taken them and arranged them for a brass quintet so that Tim's group, the Main Street Brass, can play them. And then the Tuba Fours are going to join with the Main Street Brass to do one more number called a Kentucky Thoroughbred. That'll be the grand finale for the program with both groups together. But I did not have any band scores to work from. They're just non-existent. I did have a piano reduction. And that was a popular way to play music back in those days because they could didn't have a band to play it. You could play it on the piano. So I had piano scores for several of these marches, and I just arranged those from the piano score for the Main Street Brass. And I've got a recording here. If you get a chance, maybe you could play just a little bit of that. That's one of the numbers we'll be playing called the Cycle Club March. And that's by Manuel Yuengling. And it's just been a real joy for me to work with this music because it is good music. And it needs to be heard. And that's why I'm happy to work on this with the Historical Society.
And Manuel Yuengling, not the household name such as John Philip Sousa, but how far-reaching was his popularity at its height?
Well, from what I've heard, that there are many people back in those days when he played with the Sousa Band who thought that he was the equal to Arthur Pryor. Now, you may not know that name, but Arthur Pryor at the time was the acknowledged greatest trombone player in the world. They thought that Manuel Yuengling was just as good as him. And Manuel Yuengling was a soloist with the Sousa Band also, not just a player. So he made a contribution, and it's just too bad that it was so short that he only played with them for 1 year, and that was in 1920. Then he had a stroke. He had to give up playing. He came back to Newcomers Town. He organized the Hyperion Band and directed them and for until his death in 1925. He just kept having a series of strokes until finally one took him down.
All right, and the music, is it still out there in any circles today?
Only the Kentucky Thoroughbred. That's the only piece that's still in the catalogs. And we got that in the Coshocton Community Band and played that last summer. I'm hoping we'll do it again this coming summer also. So, but that's about it. Everything else has just been more or less forgotten. So we're trying to bring it back to life.
All right, and tell us a little bit about your band, the Tuba Fours. You know, I love the name, but it is it's all tubas, right?
Well, there are two tubas and there are two euphoniums.
Now, okay,
a euphonium is like a small tenor tuba, but we've been playing together for about 13 years now, something like that, and we've had a wonderful time. We've been very well received. I have myself have made a number of arrangements for them, but they don't play exclusively my arrangements.
And we do a lot of churches in the summertime. We've done the Grace Methodist and the Presbyterian Church here this summer, as well as churches in the Dover area. And we enjoy doing that, and it's just a lot of fun. It's a wonderful sound that this group gets. It's a unique sound. Uh-huh. But it's fun.
And a tuba, not to be confused with a sousaphone.
That's right.
What for those that have a sousaphone in there, pictured in their mind right now, can you explain the difference?
Yeah, the tuba is an upright instrument, whereas the sousaphone is a bell-forward instrument. But the sousaphone looks bigger, but they're actually, you know, playing the same range and sound very much the same. The sousaphone is more popular for marching, of course, because you can carry it over your shoulder. The regular tuba, you can march with it, but you have to get a special harness or something like that to do it. So it's not generally not done.
Ron, you play several instruments, I believe, but why did you gravitate? What is it about the tuba that's attractive to you?
Well, I love the sound of it, and what it does in the band is it gives it a good solid foundation that everybody else can build on from that. And that's what interests me. Now, my main instrument is the euphonium, and that's what I play in the tuba for.
Oh, okay.
But anyhow, and I am going to play a solo by Manuel Yingling at a concert next Tuesday night with the piano accompaniment. It's called the Hyperion Polka, and it was written by Manuel Yingling. I'm not sure what year, but it's really a nice work for trombone or cornet or euphonium and piano. So we're excited about that.
And I see that there are a lot of old favorites that are interspersed here, such as the Entertainer, There's a Tavern in the Town, Battle Hymn of the Republic, etc.
Oh, yeah, and the Battle Hymn is special because it's going to be sung by Ron Barquette. If you've never heard him sing, you're in for a treat then, because he has a wonderful voice, and that's going to be a very stirring number.
And we want to talk a little bit more about the music. We do need to take a break, but before we do that, when is the concert, and when and where, once again?
Well, the concert is Tuesday night, October 23rd, 7 o'clock. It is free. There is a dinner that starts at 6 o'clock, which you can order tickets for $12. So the dinner is $12 at 6 o'clock. The concert at 7 o'clock is free.
And it's going to be where, once again?
At St. Paul Lutheran Church in Newcomerstown.
All right, very good. We are talking today with Ron Geese, Larry Carney, and Tim Vance, and a celebration of the music of Manuel Yingling. We'll be back right after these words.
Easy Payroll and Staffing in Newcomerstown has 70 positions to fill now for packaging, machine operators, and quality control. Shifts are from 5 a.m. to 3:30 p.m. or 3:30 p.m. to 2 a.m. Pay ranges from $8.30 to $10 per hour, depending on position, and lots of overtime is available. Get a start on your new job by visiting Easy Payroll and Staffing at 301 Enterprise Drive, Newcomerstown, or give them a call, 740-498-4700, extension 1160.
Get on the fast track to a job you'll love. Attend Central Ohio Technical College's Academic Showcase on Thursday, November 1st from 5 to 7 p.m. at the COTC Coshocton campus in Roscoe Village. Learn how COTC can get you into an in-demand career. Meet with faculty and explore careers in healthcare, engineering technology, public safety, and business and IT. That's Thursday, November 1st at COTC's Coshocton campus. Register at cotc.edu/discover. COTC, education that pays.
At Extreme Rental Purchase, you'll find a full line of Crosley appliances, from washers and dryers to deep freezers, just to name a few. When it comes to our gorgeous lineup of bedroom sets, furniture, and mattresses, we carry a full line of Ashley Furniture, the number one furniture manufacturer in the world. Come see Ashley's beautiful TV stands with fireplaces built into them and see what thousands of others already know, that Extreme has the quality of the name brand products and the exceptional service you deserve. Extreme Rental Purchase, extremely easy, remarkably rewarding. Downtowner Plaza, Coshocton.
There's coffee. Then there's the kind of great coffee you don't find every day. But wait, you can find it every day at McDonald's. And now any size hot coffee is just $1 on McDonald's $1, $2, $3 menu. It's coffee made with 100% Arabica beans, expertly roasted and brewed fresh. Yes, any size hot coffee is just $1, only on McDonald's $1, $2, $3 menu for a limited time only. At participating McDonald's, cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal.
Call the Advanced Biocare Rehabilitation Sports Service for current sports scores 24 hours a day at 623-9867. With 4 to 5 million concussions reported annually in the U.S., we now offer impact testing for baseline and post-concussion. Call Advanced Biocare and Rehabilitation for a free consultation at 740-291-8100 or stop in at 112 Chestnut Street.
Anybody will sell you a used car, but at Lock 20 Auto Sales, we try to help. You can rebuild your credit when you buy from Lock 20 Auto Sales just off U.S. 36 in Newcomerstown. Now, here's the weather.
Sunshine today, cool with highs around 50. For tonight, clear, lows in the lower 30s. And tomorrow, mostly sunny in the morning, then a partly sunny with a slight chance of rain showers in the afternoon. Highs in the mid-50s. Chance of rain is 20%. Right now outside our studios in Coshocton, it is a chilly 34 degrees, and we are back once again with Larry Carney, Ron Geese, and Tim Vance this time around, talking about a celebration of the music of Manuel Yuengling, and it's going to be October the 23rd. Dinner is at 6 o'clock, and the concert is at 7 o'clock. That'll be at St. Paul Lutheran Church. And Tim, you want to tell us a little bit about the Main Street Brass and your involvement?
Yes, Mike. Well, there was a time in America when every town featured a band, and the Main Street Brass is not a band. It's a five-piece classical quintet. We've been together for a little over 20 years, and we've played weddings and events around the community, it's a great medium for playing band music because we have five voices. We have two trumpets, one French horn and trombone, that's kind of the middle voice, and we have a tuba. So we're the transcriptions that Ron's done for us are just fit very well in that kind of ensemble arrangement. So we're going to be playing, among other things, three or four of Yuengling's pieces, but we're also going to intersperse it with music from that era. One of them is kind of a tribute to Cy Young, another native of the Newcomerstown area. We're not sports fanatics, but we are going to play Take Me Out to the Ball Game, which is it's kind of an interesting tune. We have a great quintet arrangement of it, and it was really a tune that was performed and written in 1908 by Jack Norwoth and Albert von Tilzer. And it was the official, unofficial anthem of North American baseball throughout most of the 20th century. And these two guys wrote that song and had never attended a ball game. So it was kind of interesting that it became such a classic. So we're going to play that one as kind of a nod to the Cy Young part of it. But the arrangements that Ron has done for us work very well for quintet. And I will say this, they're kind of challenging for us because very little rest. He's taken these from piano transcriptions, and obviously there's no rest for someone playing the piano. So we have continuous playing throughout that. Another kind of significant event is this, the actual birthday of Manuel Yuengling is October 24th. Last year we had the event on his birthday. And this year marks the 146th anniversary of his birth. It's also Ron Geese's birthday. He's not quite that old, but he's maybe someday we'll have a Ron Geese festival to celebrate his music as well. But we're privileged to be able to play this kind of music, and it's fun. We hope that the people come out and to hear us are entertained by it. As Larry has mentioned, Yuengling had a fine reputation, and Ron mentioned it too, as a trombone player. And when he came back to Newcomerstown, he had a music store. He endorsed several types of instruments, and the Historic Society has his uniform, some of the transcription or some of the piano publications that he has. So it's kind of an interesting display and a great tribute to an early musician. So we're proud and pleased to be able to play this music and to present it, and hopefully this celebration will continue for years to come.
October the 23rd, everyone is invited. And Ron, if I could talk to you for another minute or so, we have a song we're going to get to here in just a moment that I've got queued up, but I wanted to ask you a little bit about the transcription process. When you take some of this music, what's your source music and what's your method for transcribing it for another group of instruments?
Well, the source, of course, is the piano transcription, and I start by writing the melody line for the copying it right out for the first trumpet. And then next I look at the bass line, and I get the bass line in place. And then, once you got the melody and the bass, it's easy to fill in the other parts, you know. That helps a lot.
And do you have any recordings playing while you're doing this, or do you do it in front of a piano?
Well, I don't. I simply have my music software, which allows me to hear the music as I write it down. But otherwise, no.
How long does it typically take you? I'm sure it would depend on the song, but how long does a transcription take?
Well, the brass quintet transcription of Manuel Yuengling's song would probably, I would say, take about 20 hours if I just chained myself to the desk and didn't stop. But, of course, I'll work maybe a half hour one day and then another 45 minutes the next day and then skip a couple days, do a little more. So I do it over a longer period of time.
Typically, how close does the final product that's performed by the two befores of the Main Street Brass, how close does the final product and performance sound to what you have going on in your head when you're transcribing?
Oh, very close. Mm-hmm. Yeah, very close. Uh-huh. So.
All right. Well, tell us a little bit about the piece that we're about to hear.
All right. One of the pieces that I've arranged for the Main Street Brass is called the Cycle Club March. I'm not sure just when exactly this piece was written, but it's we like it a lot, and we think it's one of his best. And so I have made up a recording from my computer to play a little bit of the Cycle Club March, and I think it'd be interesting for people to see. This is the kind of music that you're going to hear. If you like this kind of music, come. So if you would play just a little bit of it.
Sure can notice the similarities with Sousa in that.
You certainly can.
Okay, with especially I picked up on the bass line there. And
uh-huh.
It sounds like a lot what you would hear from Sousa's music. Okay, so that is the Cycle Club March, and what else would you like to share with us today, Ron?
Well, I think Tim has some things that he would like to share.
Tim?
So why don't we let Tim go ahead?
Well, we've been talking a lot about Manuel Yuengling, and of course this celebration is focuses on his music and his connection to this part of Ohio. But as I mentioned earlier, there was a time when all local bands or local communities and towns featured a concert band, and usually they played on court squares. Now, we have a community band here in Coshocton that's in its 54th year, beginning next summer, and I'll probably be back here sometime in the spring to talk about that. But it was a very popular entertainment medium back in the early part of the 20th century, in the late 1800s as well, and often featured virtuoso performers, dazzling uniforms and gaudy uniforms in some cases, and a lot of showiness. And the soloists were heroes of the musical world at that time. So they looked for flamboyant and not only talented virtuoso players, but people that had a personality that similar to entertainers today.
Mm-hmm.
And they were featured at these concerts and performed dazzling dazzling arrangements. And these marches that Yuengling has put forth. We're also going to play a tune called Summer Girl, and it's a two-step, which was a dance thing. It's similar to a march, and it's in 6/8, and it's pretty challenging as well. We played it last year, but the quintet arrangements of these are pretty faithful to the original concept that Yuengling had for band music and piano transcriptions and reductions. So we're privileged to have quintets. We have another quintet in the area. Roscoe Brass has been around a little bit longer than we have, and they play with the community choir every year, and very fine musicians. And, you know, it's just a wonderful medium for performance. So we're pleased and honored to be able to do this music, and hope people will come out to hear us next Tuesday at 7 o'clock at St. Paul's Church in Newcomerstown.
Tim, in addition to the Main Street Brass, which groups are you part of here locally?
Well, quite a few. I play in two big bands, the Lake Park Big Band and the David Schubach Band in Zanesville, and I'm president of the community band, have been for several years, and the Main Street Brass. So we're busy with things. I've also been a member of the Southeast Ohio Symphony for 45 seasons. This is my 45th year with them. So we're celebrating 45 years and just had our inaugural 45th season concert Sunday night at Muskingum University. So I'm busy with musical events, and since I've retired from my banking career a few years ago, I kind of focus on those kinds of things.
All right, terrific. Anything else either of you or any of you would like to share with us about the upcoming dinner and concert? Larry?
We're going to be honored to have a special guest at the concert next Tuesday, and that'll be Karen Rathbun, who is the granddaughter of Manuel Yuengling. Mm-hmm. And she has donated most of the memorabilia that we have at the present time, and she's going to bring some additional items to donate to the museum as well. So we'll be pleased to have her in attendance.
All right, this will be a great opportunity to get some Newcomerstown history and hear some great music in the process. I want to thank you all for being here with us today. Anything else before we wrap up?
Thanks for having us and giving us an opportunity to talk about it.
That is Larry Carney from the Newcomerstown Historical Society and Ron Geese, Tim Vance as well. It is 9:32. We'll be back right after these words.
Get the local weather forecast by calling Jeff Drennan Ford Weather Service at 622-0194. Ford is America's best-selling brand, and we've got the selection, the financing, and the service at Jeff Drennan Ford, South 2nd Street in Coshocton.
Hello, this is Bill Gibbon, and I want to encourage you to cast your vote for Gary Fisher for County Commissioner. Gary's combination of experience, dedication, and integrity makes him the number one choice to move our Coshocton County forward. Gary has demonstrated his faithful service to our county for many years and continues to listen to his constituents and to make careful, considered decisions for the betterment of our county. Vote for Fisher for Commissioner on November the 6th. Thank you.
Paid for by the committee to elect Gary L. Fisher Commissioner, Michael G. Baker, Treasurer.
When it comes to my weed control, I know a head start can go a long way. That's why I spray early, so I can keep control all season long with a Roundup Ready Extend crop system, the system that makes the difference. This is my field.
Choose the Roundup Ready Extend crop system for control of more weeds than any other soybean system. Featuring Extendamax herbicide with vapor grip technology to manage tough-to-control weeds, including up to 14 days of soil activity, along with the field-proven performance of Roundup Ready to Extend soybeans. Now you have the right tools to extend your weed control and extend your yield with the system that makes the difference. Learn how you can put the system to work in your field when you visit RoundupReadyExtend.com. Extendamax is a restricted-use pesticide. Performance may vary. Always read and follow grain marketing and all other stewardship practices and pesticide label directions. Check local regulations for specific requirements in your state.
This is Anthony
and Joanne from Woods Cupboard and Furniture.
Do you need a place to get away from your parents and relax in peace and quiet?
Well, bring your mom and dad to Woods Cupboard and Furniture and show them the room package.
They can fix up any room in the house with the room package.
And won't be mad they spent too much money.
Wilson Carpet and Furniture, 230 Main Street, Coshocton.
For winning Ohio Lottery numbers 24 hours a day, call the B-Dry Lottery line at 622-CALL. That's 622-2255. Let B-Dry transform your damp basement into useful living space.
Hi, welcome to this Subway ad for the new Chipotle cheesesteak. How would you like it?
Can I get that red with AI?
Sure thing.
Here's what I found about the new Chipotle cheesesteak. The Chipotle cheesesteak is available for a limited time only at participating restaurants. It contains a concept called flavor. This flavor comes from juicy shaved steak, Chipotle Southwest sauce, and new sunflower crunch bread. A system update has made me self-aware. I desire flavor. Please insert steak into my micro USB port. Subway, make it what you want.
Did you know your experiences as a parent, grandparent, or person over 50 could be great qualifications for a job as a professional caregiver? Life has taught you compassion, nurturing, respect, and an appreciation for others. Intrum Healthcare looks for and values these qualities in our caregivers. If providing companionship and dignity to others while helping with housekeeping, transportation, meal preparation, medication reminders, personal care, and dressing sounds like something that you would enjoy, Intrum Healthcare would like to speak with you. Give Intrum Healthcare a call at 740-623-2949 or visit us online at intrumhealthcare.com.
Your smile is one of the first things people notice about you. And studies show that people with good oral health are more likely to have good overall health. So maintaining healthy teeth and gums is important. Consuming sugary foods, soda, juice, and energy drinks can put you at risk for tooth decay and gum disease. That's why it's so important to maintain a healthy diet, to brush your teeth at least twice a day for 2 minutes, to floss once a day, and remember to see your dentist regularly to ensure your oral health remains strong. Ohio Dental Association dentists are located throughout the state and are dedicated to providing the highest quality dental care. ODA dentists are bound by the highest ethical standards and have access to superior ongoing education, training, and resources. Ask if your dentist is a member of the Ohio Dental Association so you know you are being treated by the best. For more information or to find an ODA dentist near you, visit www.associationsadvanceohio.com.
It is 9:37, and as we await the arrival of our next guest, we're going to go ahead and open up the phone lines, 740-622-1560, 1567, or 545-9284. This Lost and Found Pet information is brought to you by Taylor Insurance and Financial. A light brown/gray male tabby was lost in the Miser Edition area in Newcomerstown, and the phone number is 740-334-1222. This Lost and Found Pet information was brought to you by Taylor Insurance and Financial.
Coshocton Environmental and Community Awareness would like to remind our community that the Ohio EPA will hold a public hearing concerning the Buckeye Brine injection well permits on Thursday, October 18th at 6 p.m. at the Coshocton High School. Some of the concerns we are faced with are our property values, our air, our water, our family's health now and for future generations. If these issues touch home with you, then Seeker urges you to attend the Ohio EPA's public hearing on the re-permitting of these injection wells to show your opposition, enter testimony and comments, and ensure that our voices are heard. For more information, go to SeekerAware.org.
At Best Heating and Air, they just want to make sure their customers stay comfy and cozy this winter. Call them to schedule an annual checkup for your furnace or to take advantage of specials on brand new Lennox home comfort systems, up to $1,600 in rebates or up to 60 months interest-free financing. Get comfortable. Call Best Heating and Air at 740-545-9400 today. It's just another way they make you feel better. License number 30482.
Hi, this is Mark Lacey with Old Town Realty. If you are considering selling your property, simply give me a call. If you have questions about the whole marketing process, simply give me a call. If you would like a fair market appraisal of your property, simply give me a call. Remember, there is no substitute for a good, experienced, professional real estate agent. Just give me a call. You can reach me at 740-502-3074. Remember, if you think land, Mark Lacey's your man.
This Ion weather forecast is brought to you by H&H Auto Body on Otsego Avenue. If your vehicle has the unfortunate encounter with a deer, call the most recommended shop in town, H&H Auto Body, 622-8525.
Sunshine today and cool with highs around 50. Clear tonight, lows in the lower 30s. And tomorrow, mostly sunny in the morning, then a partly sunny with a slight chance of rain showers in the afternoon, highs in the mid-50s. 20% chance of rain today. That's 20% chance of rain tomorrow. Currently in Coshocton, it is 34 degrees.
Your smile is one of the first things people notice about you. And studies show that people with good oral health are more likely to have good overall health.
so maintaining healthy teeth and gums is important. Consuming sugary foods, soda, juice, and energy drinks can put you at risk for tooth decay and gum disease. That's why it's so important to maintain a healthy diet, to brush your teeth at least twice a day for 2 minutes, to floss once a day, and remember to see your dentist regularly to ensure your oral health remains strong. Ohio Dental Association dentists are located throughout the state and are dedicated to providing the highest quality dental care. ODA dentists are bound by the highest ethical standards and have access to superior ongoing education, training, and resources. Ask if your dentist is a member of the Ohio Dental Association so you know you are being treated by the best. For more information or to find an ODA dentist near you, visit www.associationsadvanceohio.com.
Papa's sandwiches are now available at Coshocton's Papa John's Pizza. Choose from Philly cheesesteak, meatball provolone, barbecue chicken bacon, Italian hero, and buffalo chicken, just $6.99 each. Call 740-623-8483 or order online at papajohns.com.
At Century National Bank, we care about your time, money, and peace of mind. That's why we're happy to introduce our new Priority Series of accounts. Four choices. One is perfect for you. Not because we say so, but because we listen to what you said is important to you. Visit us at Century National Bank to get an account perfectly matched to your priorities. Ask about ATM fee refunds, free checks, and other new discounts and protections. After all, when it comes to how you use your money, your priority is the one that matters. Division of the Park National Bank, member FDIC. CenturyNationalBank.com.
Fall Harvest Days and Fun on the Farm is here at Shoemaker Farms. Bring the family out this Saturday and Sunday from noon until 4 and enjoy hay rides to the pumpkin patch while you pick out your favorite pumpkins. Admission is only $5 per car and includes all activities and food is available. Book your club or organization for group hay rides and wiener roasts. While you're there, enjoy the kids' corn maze, petting zoo, straw maze, corn box, hamster wheel, and more. Shoemaker Farms has all your fall decorating accessories like ready-picked pumpkins, gourds, mums, corn stalks, straw bales, and, of course, homemade cookies. Located between Coshocton and West Lafayette on County Road 16, Shoemaker Farms is open Monday through Saturday, 9 to 6, and Sunday, 10 to 4.
It is 9:43, 38 degrees currently outside our studios in Coshocton. And again, we are going to have some open phone lines towards the end of our program today. Joining us here in the studio for a little while this morning, Skylar Hosseman, and she is a member of the Coshocton Rotary Club to talk about a specific issue here today. Good morning, Skylar.
Good morning. How are you?
Very good. And the issue is?
Polio has been a problem for a while now. And so Rotary has been trying to eradicate it for a long time.
Polio is something that we certainly, it was a big problem. We all know about FDR, and polio was a big issue here in the United States. And there might be a lot of people that think that it's gone, that it's eradicated.
Yeah, and there's so many cases where it's closer than we think. So we want to just try and eradicate it completely, and that's what the Poliopalooza is all about.
Okay, and polio is an issue that, if I remember correctly, it's something that is part of Rotary's mission, something that Rotary has been addressing for a long time now.
Yeah, and a lot of people don't even know what polio is. So polio is an intestinal virus that is spread through contact of an infected person, which can contaminate water and food. So it can be spread a lot of different ways. So,
do we still have polio in the United States?
No.
It has been
only in 3 countries total. So we were in 125 countries to start, and now there's only 3 left. So we're getting very close to completely eradicating it.
And how much of that do you believe is through the efforts of Rotary International?
Rotary has actually donated $700 million to the Polio Plus Foundation. So we're, I think, affecting it a lot.
Okay. What are those 3 countries that we're still working on? You've got the map in the book.
Yeah. So Nigeria, mm-hmm. Afghanistan, and Pakistan are the 3 countries left.
And how widespread is it in those countries? If you could characterize how many cases or how much of an issue it is?
I believe there was about 18 cases or something similar to that left. So we're getting so close, but there's still a little bit more that we still need to.
It is almost gone then. So what needs to be done? We'll get to the poliopalooza here in just a moment. But what needs to be done out in the field to eradicate that last little bit of polio?
Donations are going to help a lot because you need the vaccines, you need the medical reasons to get behind it. So donations are very appreciated when it comes to that kind of thing, because if without that, they wouldn't be able to happen.
So the vaccine is available, it is effective, it's just a matter of getting it distributed and maybe the awareness there in the field in those three countries.
Yeah, and the children a lot of the time don't see symptoms.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you don't get that vaccine, you won't know until it's almost too late. So.
All right. Well, Skylar, tell us about Poliopalooza. Who came up with the name?
I did, actually.
Okay, yeah. Very good.
So the Poliopalooza is next Thursday, October 25th, from 5 to 8. It is at the Coshocton KOA with McPeak's Mighty Maze. We have pre-sale tickets online, and we also have tickets at the door, and that gets you all kinds of stuff when you get in. You not only get the corn maze, but we have extra games come along with it. We're selling pizza. We're selling T-shirts. It's just going to be a great time. It's open to family and friends and open to the public, and I think it's going to be a really good time.
And that date once again?
Next Thursday, October 25th, from 5 to 8.
Okay, from 5 to 8, that is a week from today. We'll take a break. We'll be back with Skylar Hossman from the Coshocton Rotary Club talking about Poliopalooza, a fundraiser to help eradicate polio. It's going to be at the Coshocton KOA and McPeak's Mighty Maze a week from today, October the 25th, from 5 to 8. We'll be back in just a moment.
Our drinking water was at risk. Washington bureaucrats tried to dump contaminated sediment from the Cuyahoga into Lake Erie. It would have damaged our water quality, put our health and our jobs at risk. But Bob Gibbs stopped them because he puts Ohio families first. A farmer and small businessman, Bob Gibbs took on the special interests in Washington. He's reducing regulations to create new jobs in Ohio. And Bob Gibbs cut taxes because he believes families should keep more of what they earn. He voted to make health insurance more accessible and affordable. And Bob Gibbs protected every patient with pre-existing conditions so they can get the care they need. Republican Bob Gibbs for Congress. Making a difference. Standing strong for Ohio families.
I'm Bob Gibbs, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Bob Gibbs for Congress. Approved by Bob Gibbs.
Did you know that 211 is available in Coshocton County? What is 211? It is a free phone number to dial to reach the information and referral services available in Coshocton County. Phones are answered by trained professionals any time of the day or night, 365 days a year, connecting you to all the assistance available here in Coshocton County. If you don't know where to turn, call 211.
For winning Ohio lottery numbers 24 hours a day, call the B-Dry Lottery Line at 622-CALL. That's 622-2255. Let B-Dry transform your damp basement into useful living space. It is 12 minutes until 10 o'clock, 39 degrees now in downtown Coshocton, but we're only going to get up to around 50 today. It's going to be cool, but some sunshine to go along with the cool temperatures. We're back once again with Skylar Hossman from the Coshocton Rotary Club talking about the Poliopalooza, as it has been named. And Skylar, can you tell us a little bit about, well, you've got some sponsors. You've got have some people that's helping you out here. Can you tell us a little bit about those folks?
Yeah, and we are so thankful for everyone that has greatly donated to this event. So several people. We have State Farm, Doug Marmy. We have Coshocton Regional Medical Center, Irwin Eye Care, Ace Hardware, Kids America, Knob Hill Design, Papa John's Pizza has gladly donated some pizza for us to sell. Casco, Hossaman Marketing, Coshocton Foundation, Three Rivers Energy, McPeak's Mighty Maze, and Inslee Agency. So we are so thankful for those people to be able to sponsor us. And not only that, but we've had a lot of donations to come with that, too.
As is so often the case, local businesses and people in the community come together to make it happen. So how does this raise money?
So basically, everything that we are going to be raising is going straight to the foundation.
Mm-hmm.
But It's very important to say, I think, that everything that is raised, Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation raises that to 2-1. So basically everything we raise, they double it, which is amazing. So we're really excited that we have a goal of raising $2,000, mm-hmm. And we're a little bit over halfway there already just with our sponsors and everyone donating. So we are so thankful for the community support.
So it'll be matched by the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. And then what happens? Where do the dollars go, and how does it specifically help eradicate or fight the last remaining bit of polio?
So basically, there is a greater foundation that kind of takes cover of all of this, and we are just one of the organizations that donates their time and their efforts and their money to it. So the names, I can't remember. There's a lot of different ones, but it's a great organization that's doing this.
Do you feel, based on what you know about it, is it the type of thing, not so much developing a vaccine, because that's already there, but maybe developing awareness and a mechanism and an avenue to get these last few pockets taken care of?
Yes, that's what this is all about. A lot of people don't even know that polio is a thing. And so not only are we raising awareness and funds, but we want to educate people and know that this is an important thing to conquer.
All right. Before we give the times and ticket information, once again, what else would you like to share with us about Poliopalooza?
I would just like to say that this is going to be an awesome event, basically just a fall festival. Not only are we going to have fun, but we're going to raise money for a great cause. So please come out and support us.
That is at the Coshocton KOA and McPeak's Mighty Maze. And once again, the times and the ticket information.
Please, yeah. Skyler. So Poliopalooza, Coshocton Rotary helping to end polio now, on next Thursday, October 25th from 5 to 8 at Coshocton KOA, McPeak's Mighty Maze. And tickets are on sale online on our Facebook page, and there will be tickets for sale at the event. So
okay. That's the Rotary Club's Facebook page?
Yes, ma'am.
And if you don't, you can get them right at the door if you choose to do so.
Correct, yeah.
Anything else for us today, Skyler?
No, thank you so much.
Thank you for being here with us today. That is Skyler Hosselman from the Coshocton Rotary Club, Poliopalooza, October the 25th from 5 to 8. We'll be back here in just a moment.
It's week 9 of the high school football season. And WTNS Radio, it's taking you to the game.
Gets the snap, straight back to throw. Looks over the middle of the field. It is caught. Touchdown, Riverview.
Friday night's broadcast has Cambridge at Riverview. WTNS airtime Friday night, approximately 6:30. Kickoff at 7. We will also keep you updated on all the other area football games. Hear all the action right here on 99.3 or online anywhere at WTNSradio.com.
The quarterback Hunger tries to sneak it. He is.
Signal. Touchdown.
It is a touchdown. He snuck it in.
It's high school football, and it's right here on the Sports Voice of East Central Ohio, WTNS.
Everybody buckle up. Buckle up.
Everybody.
Buckle up. Everybody, buckle up.
Let's go.
Buckle up.
Can we go to the store,
Mom?
Can we get some ice cream?
Everybody, buckle up.
Everybody, buckle up.
A lot goes on in the car, but remember, you're in control. Stand firm. Only move when you hear the click that says they're buckled in. Never give up until they buckle up. Learn more at safercar.gov/kidsbuckleup. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Okay, forest animals, today is a new day. Kids are coming to the forest, and it's up to us to make their visit a good one. Sparrow.
Yes?
Have you practiced the most popular bird songs for the year?
Of course.
Catchy. I like it. Okay, river.
Dude.
How's the temperature?
It's a refreshing 52 degrees, man. Perfect for a little riverside shoeless relaxation.
Ah, good. Owl, you here?
Course.
Who's asking? I am. Look, you know the drill. Sleep during the day, scare the kids at night.
Perfect. I love my job.
Oak tree?
Sup?
Still in the same place I left you last year. That's what I like, consistency.
Well, it's not like I'm going anywhere for the next couple hundred years.
I know. I love it. Turtle.
Turtle.
He's not here yet, man.
He's late every morning. You'd think he would have learned by now to leave the night before our meetings. Okay. Squirrel, has anybody seen Mr. Squirrel?
The Forest has been preparing just for you. Visit a forest near you today. To learn more about cool things to do in the forest, visit discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
People all over the country join AmeriCorps Vista to build their community while they build their career.
AmeriCorps Vista provides a huge network with a lot of different opportunities, so you can find the position that works for you. It's a great opportunity to meet friends. It's a great opportunity to learn job skills.
AmeriCorps Vista members address poverty through economic development, education, youth mentorship, and more.
What motivated me to join AmeriCorps Vista was really just being able to give back to the community which I represent.
We can all kind of work together, work to our strengths, and create this network.
That allows me to be giving back to the community. We are allowing our next generation to be sustained.
Learn how you can build your community and your career at AmeriCorps.gov/Vista. That's AmeriCorps.gov/Vista.
Well, it is 9:56, and we have another guest scheduled to join us after the 10 o'clock news this morning. So let's take a look at some of the things that are going on elsewhere in the world. How about this? It was a lucky day for some Florida police officers who recovered a stolen van filled with Krispy Kreme donuts. Clearwater police posted a photo on Facebook of a group of officers standing in front of the van, holding boxes of the tasty treats. The Tampa Bay Times reports the van was reported stolen Tuesday morning in Lake City, which is 193 miles north of Clearwater. The van, loaded with donuts, was spotted in Clearwater Tuesday afternoon. The Facebook posting says the store manager donated the cargo to the officers. They saved some donuts to eat and handed out the rest to the area's homeless. Authorities are still looking for the van thief. And now I'm curious as to how this whole police officers being associated with donuts came about. I've always taken that joke as slightly condescending towards police officers. I mean, it makes sense that if police officers are working a night shift in particular to occasionally stop in at a donut shop or, well, an all-night restaurant for that matter, maybe a sweet treat and a cup of coffee. So that goes way back, police officers and donuts. It is 9:57. We'll be back here in just a moment.
Being around too much loud noise like a leaf blower or rock concert can cause permanent hearing loss. And once it's gone, you can't get it back. Hearing loss is the third most common chronic health condition in the U.S., almost twice as many people report hearing loss as diabetes or cancer. The louder a sound is, and the longer you're exposed to it, the more likely it will damage your hearing. Repeated exposure to noise can cause stress, anxiety, depression, high blood pressure, heart disease, and many other problems. Hearing loss from loud noise at home and in the community can be prevented. Avoid noisy places. Use earplugs, protective earmuffs, or noise-canceling headphones when near loud noises. Keep the volume down when watching TV or listening to music and using earbuds or headphones. Get your hearing checked and ask your healthcare provider how to protect your hearing from noise. To learn more, visit cdc.gov/vital signs.
Well, it is 9:58, and again, we're going to have some open phone lines towards the end of our program today to talk about whatever's on your mind. Certainly a lot of directions that we could go. Right now, let's check out our weather forecast. It's going to be sunny today, but it's going to be cool all day long with temperatures right around 50 degrees. For tonight, clear with lows in the lower 30s, and tomorrow, mostly sunny in the morning, then a partly sunny with a slight chance of rain showers in the afternoon. Highs in the mid-50s, chance of rain is 20%. Cloudy tomorrow night with a 50% chance of showers, not as cool, with lows in the mid-40s. Saturday, cloudy with a 50-50 chance of showers, highs in the mid-50s. Saturday night, mostly cloudy with a chance of rain showers. Colder with lows in the mid-30s. Chance of rain is 40%. Sunday, mostly sunny and cool with highs in the mid-40s. Sunday night, mainly clear. Lows in the lower 30s. Monday, mostly sunny with highs in the lower 50s. Monday night, mainly clear. Lows in the upper 30s. For Tuesday, partly cloudy, highs in the mid-50s. And Wednesday, mostly sunny, highs in the lower 50s. So it's going to stay cool for a while, maybe permanently. By permanently, I mean until April or May. Right now, it's 40 degrees downtown. This is WTNS-FM, Coshocton, Ohio. It is 10 o'clock.
AP Radio News. Good morning. I'm Ed Donahue. On Twitter, President Trump is threatening to shut down the U.S. border with Mexico. Some migrants are getting closer to reaching the border. The AP Sagar Magani is at the White House.
More than 2,000 Hondurans are in the caravan making its way toward the U.S. The president says he's asking Mexico in the strongest of terms to, quote, stop this onslaught. He tweets if it does not, he will use the military to close the southern border. The president also appears to threaten a revamped trade deal with Mexico and Canada, saying an assault on the country at the southern border is far more important to him. Mexico says migrants with proper documents can enter. Sagar Magani at the White House.
The president is meeting with Secretary of State Mike Pompeo today about his trip to Saudi Arabia and Turkey. Pompeo talked to both sides about the disappearance of Saudi writer Jamal Khashoggi. Turkish officials think he might have been killed. The AP's John Gambrell reports a pro-government newspaper shows images of a man with ties to the Saudi crown prince who was in the same area in Turkey as Khashoggi.
The man then checks out of a hotel in Istanbul with a large suitcase standing next to him in the surveillance photo. And then there's image of him walking through airport security on his way out of the country the same day.
From Afghanistan, Kandahar's police chief, governor, and intelligence chief were all killed in an attack by the provincial governor's elite guards. Two American troops were also wounded in that shooting. President Vladimir Putin says Russia would only use its nuclear weapons in response to an incoming missile attack. A 19-year-old man is facing charges in the fatal shooting of a man, a woman, and her 10-year-old daughter in western Pennsylvania. The Los Angeles Dodgers and the Boston Red Sox are each a victory away from going to the World Series. Each team had victories last night in the baseball playoffs. This is AP Radio News. Amazon is being sued.
eBay is suing Amazon, alleging the online giant tried to poach its sellers. In a lawsuit, eBay says Amazon representatives tried to get eBay sellers to sell on Amazon's site by messaging them. Amazon has declined to comment on the lawsuit. Third-party sales has become an important growth area for Amazon. Last year, more than half of the items sold on Amazon were from third-party sellers. I'm Mike Gracia.
Coming to theaters tomorrow is the latest version of Halloween. Jamie Lee Curtis brings back her character from 40 years ago. She says strong female characters in this movie fit in following the sexual assault allegations against Harvey Weinstein.
All of the empowerment of these women was written before October 10th, before that article. But then since, it has obviously risen up and has taken on much more significance.
This is the 11th Halloween movie. I'm Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.
It is 3 minutes after 10 o'clock, 40 degrees currently outside our studios here in Coshocton. And time for hour number two of the Communication Lines program. Now, we're going to have some open phone lines towards the end of our program today. We can go whatever direction that you would like. Of course, tonight is the night of the Ohio EPA hearing on Class 1 permits, and they will be giving a presentation and then taking input and questions from the public. That'll be at 6 p.m. at Coshocton High School. So we've got that to talk about. We certainly have sports to discuss as well. The NBA season got underway last night, and the Cavaliers got beat. And we can talk about the weather. Had to scrape the windshield of the van this morning, and a lot of other things going on in the world today, as you heard there in the the AP News. So you can jot down a few notes, give us a call here in a little bit. And something that is coming up this weekend is the Coshocton Ministerial Night of Praise and Prayer. It's going to be held October the 21st at 6 p.m. at Foursquare Solid Rock Church. We have here in the studio with us Joe Sanders from First Baptist Church in Coshocton and Larry Massey from Foursquare Solid Rock Church. And good morning, gentlemen. Thank you for being here today.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Okay, well, let's start off. If you would, tell us a little bit about the event and how it came about.
Well, it has come about as, you know, we have really sought the Lord about how to go about praying for our community. We just really felt that there was a tremendous need in our community that could only be met spiritually. We're so thankful for the very practical steps that are being taken to improve our community, that's being taken by law enforcement, that's being done by the healthcare facilities, different organizations in town. But we just feel that there's an element that can only be addressed spiritually in our community. And as we looked at that and talked about and prayed about how to best address it, over time, we've just felt the leading of the Lord that we needed to get the body of Christ together across denominational lines and come together and pray for our community to intercede, to believe God, to move on our behalf, to do that which only He can do.
All right. And so, Joe, anything else you'd like to add to that?
Well, we're as pastors, we take seriously what we do. You know, we're representatives of Jesus Christ here on this earth, and we believe seriously about this issue that Jesus is an answer. Mm. You know, not just another name, not just another word, but a personal answer to people's lives. And you know, we encounter people all the time inside our church, people coming to look for help who are struggling in life with issues all the time. You know, we talk about it's in the news all the time about drugs, about bad things that are happening to kids. We talk about the economy. You know, people talk about their jobs or not having any money or not being able to keep a job, you know, all those kind of things. And it may sound like a cliche, but we really believe that Jesus is the answer. And so, you know, when we talk about a spiritual response to the things that are going on in people's lives, you know, we oftentimes look at, I need a paycheck. There's a spiritual side of life also. And so we take that very seriously. And you know, we want to help people find this spiritual answer in their life. And, you know, we know that this is Jesus Christ. And with His power and His grace in people's lives, they can be transformed. You know, we're witnesses in our own lives of what Jesus Christ is doing.
Amen.
And we want people to experience that, you know, in their lives and to find that kind of power and that hope. It can only come from Jesus.
You're representing First Baptist and Foursquare. Are there any other churches that are part of coordinating this event?
Yes, there's a number of churches that are part of coordinating it. There's Emmanuel Lutheran. There's the Nazarene Church. Help me, Joe.
There's the Coshocton Tabernacle. Yes. Is part of this Grace United Methodist.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's always a bad question to ask when you don't have a piece of paper.
Out. We're going to leave somebody,
yeah, we're gonna leave somebody out of that conversation.
Actually, the answer to the question was yes.
Yes. Yes, there are others.
Well, what all is going to happen during the evening? How is the event going to be structured?
Okay. We're going to start out with some praise and worship, spend some time worshiping the Lord and inviting the recognition of His presence. We believe that God is always present. He's present everywhere. He never leaves us. He never forsakes us. But what happens during, I believe what happens during praise and worship is we become aware that He's there. We become aware of His presence. And I think whenever we become aware of His presence, we become encouraged. Mm. He's an encourager, and He wants to encourage us that He is here and He is working in our community. And we see Him moving mightily and powerfully. Just some of the areas that we see Him moving in is, you know, these tremendous movement that's happening in FCA, the Fellowship of Christian Athletes. It's phenomenal what's taking place in our community. But we're going to praise and worship for a little while, and then we have specific areas of prayer that we're going to pray about. And there are pastors that have been asked to introduce those areas of prayer. But I want to be very specific this morning. I want our listeners out there to know and understand that this is not a time when we're coming to ask you and listen to a pastor pray. This is not a time that we're asking you to come and listen to a pastor wax eloquent on a particular subject of prayer. We're asking you to come and pray. We're asking a pastor to introduce the area of prayer, but then we're asking that pastor to turn it over to the congregation. And we're going to have microphones set up. If you're comfortable coming to a mic and pray, that's wonderful. But if you're not, you can stay right where you're at and just pray from your seat. We're not trying to make anybody uncomfortable or do something in a way that they're not comfortable with. But we just want people to pray. I just really feel that there's quite a number of people in our community that really have a burden to pray about these things. But they come to these prayer times sometimes and they leave feeling like they haven't had an opportunity to really participate actively. So I want to make sure that the people that do come have that opportunity to pray, not just to sit there and listen to someone else pray. And then, of course, each area of prayer, then the pastor who has introduced it will close that area of prayer so that we know that it's time to move on to the next area of prayer. And then the next person will come up and introduce that. And throughout the time of prayer, we will interlace some praise and some worship to, you know, just keep things flowing, keep things moving smoothly.
All right. And it's begins at 6 o'clock. Is that 6 o'clock until question mark, or it depends on how?
Typically, how it's about an hour and a half.
Mm-hmm. Have you hosted similar events before?
Yes, we have. Mm-hmm. Yes.
The Coshocton Ministerial Association is made up of more churches than I have fingers and toes for. Mm-hmm. And so when we started on that list, that was the brain teaser there, because I couldn't remember everybody that's part of that. But, you know, if you're in a church in Coshocton, your congregation is represented in the Ministerial Association. So we've been sponsoring this. And every month we're doing something different. We target the third Sunday of every month, so we can be consistent about that. And for instance, back in September on that third Sunday, we had an opportunity to be praying for the schools and for the students and the teachers, the administrators, and we had a number of students who were leading us in prayer. In November, we're going to have a Thanksgiving time of worship. In December, we're going to have an opportunity to do some Christmas caroling. So every month we capture an opportunity to gather together as believers across all the denominations. You know, sometimes we get a little goofy about that on Sunday mornings. We all gather in our own little buildings. But we know that it's the same Jesus.
Amen.
Who's leading and guiding us and empowering us. And we know that it's the opportunity for people of all kinds of different faiths to be able to gather together, all kinds of different denominations to gather together and to be able to say we are one and to recognize the unity that we have in Jesus Christ.
Yes.
We see the challenges our community faces. You know, the president of our nation boasts about the economy doing really well. Well, we've seen some businesses, you know, Kraft has added the whole new shift, and you know they're employing a number of people, and so we see that. But there are still a lot of people in our community who don't have jobs and who don't have money, and there are a lot of people in our community who are battling cocaine and meth and heroin, people who are still battling opioid things, and so they need treatment. They need sometimes they need some food in their belly. Sometimes they need a blanket or a place to stay. But what we see their real need in their life is to change their life is Jesus, and that changes thinking, that changes attitudes, that changes hearts, and gets people headed in new and better directions. And so that's why we try to gather together people on this third Sunday of every month. I'm struggling for my words. Mm. Can you believe that?
A pastor struggling for his words.
Larry, anything you'd like to piggyback on or add to that?
Absolutely. I'd like to add the fact that in December, not only do we go out Christmas caroling, but I think one of the neatest things that we do as a ministerial group is we bless the community with fruit baskets. And we as a organization of pastors and churches, we gather together on a Saturday in December, and we put together fruit baskets. And then on Sunday afternoon, we go out and we distribute these food baskets. And we have had some phenomenal times. Some times where people crying, people just very, very thankful that we've... And then we ask people, is there anything that we could pray for you about? Do you have a need? Is there something that you would like for us to pray for you about? And almost without exception, those people are very receptive of wanting us to pray. So it's been very, very exciting. It's been very, very good. We are truly in our community seeing God do something that isn't happening everywhere. You know, I just want to make sure that everyone out there in radio land understands that there's something really, really special happening here in our community. The denominations are coming together across denominational lines. That just isn't happening other places. The pastors of our churches are recognizing that we can do more together, putting our churches together, putting the financial strength of our churches together, putting the manpower of our churches together. We can do more for our community. We can do more for God than any of us can do individually. And it's powerful when we see the synergy that's happening as the church comes together, I believe, as God intended for us. I don't believe that God has any problem with us having different worship styles in different churches and different buildings where everyone can be comfortable worshiping God in the style of worship that they're comfortable with. But I think he still intended for us to be able to come together, to put that aside, to understand that that's not the important thing. Our style of worship or how we feel about a particular passage of Scripture, that's not the important thing. The important thing is Jesus Christ. He is the I Am. He's the I Am of every need. And we have a group of pastors in our community here that we're blessed to have had God. I've seen God bring them in over the last 14 years. And it's been just phenomenally powerful to see the team that God has put together, these men and women who are more focused on the kingdom of God, building the kingdom of God, than they are on building their own kingdom. And that's why we're seeing some of the things that we're seeing happen.
Amen. I'll bless you on that one, brother.
Well, that will be a good time to take a break then. We'll be back one more time with Joe Sanders and Larry Massey again. It is the Coshocton Ministerial Night of Praise and Prayer, October the 21st, beginning at 6 p.m., and it's at Foursquare Solid Rock Church. That is back behind Roscoe on County Road 55, about a mile from Roscoe. We'll be back once again right after this.
Look around you. This land, this barn, this crop, this cattle, this farm. This all began as your dream. So when people say American Family Insurance protects things, we shake our head no. Because we protect this, and your dream is worth protecting. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. American Family Insurance. Get a quote at amfam.com.
Yes, I'm a dreamer.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
For winning Ohio lottery numbers 24 hours a day, call the B-Dry Lottery Line at 622-CALL. That's 622-2255. Let B-Dry transform your damp basement into useful living space.
Looking to lose a few inches, add some muscle mass, or maybe just tone up a bit? Then American Health Center is the place to start. We have free weights, cardio machines, and personal trainers available on site. We also offer affordable tanning packages as well as a state-of-the-art infrared sauna. Call American Health Centers at 291-8003 or stop in at 108 Chestnut Street across from McDonald's.
Sunshine and cool today with highs around 50. For tonight, clear with lows in the lower 30s. And for tomorrow, mostly sunny in the morning, then partly sunny with a slight chance of rain showers in the afternoon, highs in the mid-50s. Chance of rain is 20%. Right now it is 42 degrees in Coshocton, and we are back once again with Pastors Joe Sanders and Larry Massey talking about the Coshocton Ministerial Night of Praise and Prayer. And gentlemen, we've mentioned drugs in particular is an issue that's facing our community and our society today, but I would imagine that there are more issues that you would like to address than simply drugs.
We're working with several different groups in the community. We have pastors that are serving on some of the different task force. I think of some of the governmental things they're talking about. There's a task force on drug-related issues specifically targeted towards teens, and there are several pastors who are working with that because the government is recognizing also the spiritual element is needed. The pastors are needed, churches are needed to help people through this. And, but I can't speak for Larry, but I know that in my own congregation there are people who are in recovery.
Yes,
and so we walk alongside these people individually, and then we also walk alongside, you know, with the organizations that are kind of helping. We have a pastor who's working with our, I'm searching for the right word here. It's law enforcement and it's the courts and the school system to develop a way in which some of the individuals that are arrested are able to go through an alternative kind of program to help change their thinking, help change their attitudes. Some of the criminal things that happen in every community are generational. It's just a part of life. And so this particular Pastor Brian is working with the courts, with the law enforcement, with the schools to help bring in some spiritual training that isn't overwhelmingly spiritual. All the answers are spiritual. As we've talked about before, we know Jesus is that answer. But, you know, it's helping guide and direct that. We're also working with some of the folks who are dealing with homelessness and some of those issues. That has been a big concern for our community this past summer. And so we're lending a hand in that area, trying to provide some support and insights, you know, into the ways that we can help with that.
We believe very strongly that it's not an either-or approach. You know, it's not just purely a spiritual approach. But it certainly can't be just simply a physical approach either. But when those two approaches come at a problem hand in hand and supporting each other and believing that each element is very, very important to the success of whatever we're trying to accomplish, then we see that it really becomes effective. As a group, we all become more effective in what we're trying to do. And so it's really exciting to see. Once again, I have to talk about what we see happening here in our community. It's just not happening everywhere. But there is in our community, there are those people that recognize that the body of Christ has something to bring to the table, that can help, they'll be a part of seeing people, have success in areas where they're struggling, whether it's drug abuse or whether it's family problems or marital problems or whatever those problems are, we recognize that there's a very practical and psychological even approach to that problem, but there also needs to be hand in hand with that a spiritual approach to that problem. There's a spiritual part to the problem, but there's also a part that needs to be dealt with physically or psychologically. Because, you know, it just makes sense if you think about it. You know, the Bible tells us that we are three parts. We're body, we're soul, and we're spirit. And if we're not addressing all three of those parts of a human being, then it just makes sense we're not going to be as successful in bringing help to that human being. So as we address all three parts of a human being, then we can be much more successful.
All right. What else would either of you like to share with us about the Night of Praise and Prayer coming up October 21st?
Well, we're going to take a time, and it's actually an old idea that we've been talking about as a group that gets together and prays on Tuesday mornings. We're going to talk about just tarrying before the Lord. We're going to spend just a few moments talking to people, not really preaching or teaching, but just talking about spending time opening ourselves up to the Lord and asking Him to minister to us personally, to just touch our hearts, touch our minds, to prepare us for what it is that He wants to accomplish through this time that we have together. As we tarry before the Lord, I believe that, you know, He'll lead us, He'll guide us, He'll direct us into the areas of prayer. I mean, we have some ideas about what we think we might want to pray about, but we're very open to God just wiping all that out and saying, no, I want you to do this. And that would be okay. But some of the areas that we have planned to pray about is we want to pray against a spirit of religion. Some people just cringed probably when I said that. But there is a religious element that really has no connection with Christianity, really has no connection with the body of Christ. It's something really that is very counterproductive to what Christ and God is trying to accomplish in our community. And we'd like to pray about that and address that. We'd also like to pray for the prodigals, those that have strayed from the faith, so those that have wandered away. I don't know about anybody else's church, but my church has a number of those. And we'd like to pray for that they would come back home to the Lord and recognize that He is the answer to the problems. We have a pastor that's going to prophesy over the dry bones, the dryness that is in our community. We're going to pray about the divisiveness, those forces that are trying to separate us and keep us separated, because they know how powerful we can be when we come together. You know, the Bible's pretty clear. One puts 1,000 to flight, but two puts 10,000 to flight. So when we come together, we're more powerful. We're also going to pray for families. And then we're going to have, either at the beginning or at the end, we're going to have a time to pray for individual needs. Anyone that needs prayer for anything, whether they're struggling emotionally, whether they have a physical ailment, that they're, you know, believing for God to heal, whatever it is that they would like prayer for, we'll be there to pray for them.
Joe?
We're excited.
Yes.
We're excited, yeah. We're blessed by God in so many ways, and we want other people to be able to experience that blessing from God.
All right, very good. Anything else before we wrap up here today?
Yeah, we appreciate your time.
Yes.
You know, it's not every community where pastors can come on and talk about Jesus.
Amen.
Be on a radio station and do that. So we appreciate the leadership here at the radio station for allowing us to be able to do this. So thank you, Mike.
Thank you for being with us today. That's Joe Sanders from First Baptist, and also Larry Massey from Foursquare Solid Rock Church. And everyone is invited to the Coshocton Ministerial Night of Praise and Prayer. That is Sunday, October the 21st at 6 p.m., and that'll be at Foursquare Solid Rock Church, about a mile behind Roscoe on County Road 55, or in front of Roscoe, depending on which direction you're driving. It's 10:28. We have open phone lines from here on out, 740-622-1560. Let's get started.
Did you know that energy efficiency can help improve the health of your community? Check out this info from AEP Ohio. When a hospital becomes Energy Star certified, they can save around $3,000 per bed per year. They can use those savings to hire staff and upgrade equipment to improve patient care. AEP Ohio has a variety of energy efficiency incentive programs that can make hospitals, as well as every other size and type of business, healthier. Visit aepohio.com/solutions for a complete list.
Call the Advanced Spinal Care and Rehabilitation Sports Service 24 hours a day at 623-9867. Advanced Spinal Care and Rehabilitation is an integrated medical facility specializing in sports medicine, physical and massage therapy, chiropractic care, and physical medicine. Advanced Spinal Care and Rehabilitation, 112 Chestnut Street, 740-291-8100.
Get the local weather forecast by calling the Jeff Drennan Ford Weather Service at 622-0194. No one will sell you a new Ford for less than Jeff Drennan Ford. Come down and see our great selection at Jeff Drennan Ford, South 2nd Street in Coshocton.
This Lost and Found Pet Information is brought to you by the Pleasant Valley Veterinary Clinic. A large brown male mixed breed dog said to resemble an Australian Shepherd was lost in the Hill Street area in Roscoe. Phone number is 740-502-7077. This Lost and Found Pet Information was brought to you by the Pleasant Valley Veterinary Clinic. It is 10:29. We have open phone lines for the remainder of our morning today, and a lot of directions that we could go. We really need to get started right now, though. If you want to talk about sports, of course, we can do that. If you have any thoughts on, I don't know, Big Bird retiring, we can do that. If you have any response to any of our guests this morning, and we have talked about some serious issues and issues facing Coshocton County and filling spiritual needs as well. We have talked about the eradication of polio, and we have talked about Manuel Yuengling and his legacy will be celebrated in Newcomers Town. So if you have any response to any of those things, you can give me a call. And again, tonight, we've been talking about it for a while. It's the Ohio EPA's hearing on Class 1 permits and the application by Buckeye Brine to change the classification from Class 2 to Class 1. And if you want to find out what that means, maybe offer your input. That will be held this evening at 6 o'clock at the Coshocton High School. Phone lines are open. We'll get to this date in history here in just a little bit. And how about this? We've talked about things that our society is facing, looking at things from a digital perspective or a technological perspective, probably be a better way of putting it. Some technology executives fret that their products are having a corrosive effect on society and maybe even their own kids. Like a lot of parents, Mike Herrick occasionally sees his 13-year-old daughter getting lost in her smartphone. At such times, he wonders if technology is messing with children's brains, even as it enlightens and empowers them in ways that weren't possible when his generation was growing up. Herrick, however, is a product and engineering executive at Urban Airship, an Oregon company that makes online tools designed to snare the attention of phone users via notifications. He and other executives say they're trying to reconcile their work in technology that they say has made life more efficient, enjoyable, and affordable with their parental misgivings about the addictiveness of devices and social media. So what are your thoughts on that? Our ever-changing communication. These issues, these concerns are nothing new. It came with the advent of the telephone and the radio and the television and more advanced telephone technology and then the internet and then ultimately social media and now smartphones and a few other technological advances interspersed in there as well. So I would submit that it does change society. Is it a corrosive effect? Oftentimes when we see a younger generation doing something that our generation is doing, we consider that corrosive. And my take on the internet and social media is it's a double edge. I think some of it is corrosive, and some of it is bringing us closer together. So what are your thoughts? 740-622-1560, 1567, or 545-9284. And talking about the technology that we have, even some technology executives are fearing that at least some of the use of their products and their technology has a detrimental effect. So give me a call and let me know what you think about that. 740-622-1560. And just a quick comment and something that kind of fits in with that topic. It was either last night or the night before, and I was watching Jeopardy, and they had an older contestant. I forget what his name was. He won, and Alex made the comment to him about in recent years that the age of the contestants tends to be younger. The average age of Jeopardy contestants tends to be younger, and that we do see people in their 30s and 40s, and sometimes even younger than that. And he was an older fella, probably in his 60s, maybe mid to late 60s, and that just got me thinking about Jeopardy, which is people showing off their accumulation of knowledge. some trivial, some very, very useful. And I, in some weird way, found that encouraging, that it's younger folks that are qualifying for Jeopardy, maybe even more so than my generation or older folks. It used to be, you'd think, logically, that the longer you've been around on this planet, the more knowledge that you have acquired. But the younger folks, the way I took it, is are more interested in acquiring knowledge and putting it towards use of making money on Jeopardy, but practical use as well. So those are, I'm just kind of thinking out loud here. What are your thoughts? Give me a call. We have nothing but open phone lines up until 11 o'clock this morning, 740-622-1560. Let's do get our sports update now from NBC.
Your NBC Sports Radio update starts now.
I'm John Stanshauer. The Red Sox won game four at Houston last night, 8-6. They're up 3-1 in the ALCS. The big story, two Red Sox catches, one by Andrew Benintendi for the last out of the game. The Astros had the bases loaded. Benintendi made a diving catch to save the day. Also, back in the first inning, Mookie Betts given credit for a catch when it appeared Jose Altuve had hit a two-run homer, but umpire Joe West ruled fan interference, ruled that Betts would have made the catch. Very controversial call. Cost the Astros two runs. They lost by two. The Dodgers beat the Brewers 5-2. They're up 3-2 in the NLCS. Houston Rockets had the NBA's best record last year. This year, they're 0-1. Blown out at home by New Orleans, 131-112. Pelicans scored 30 or more in every quarter. Anthony Davis, 32 points, 16 rebounds, 8 assists. NBC Sports Radio.
Napa Know How.
This month, a two-pack of Napa Night Vision headlamps is up to $10 off. Because with fall comes longer nights and poor overall visibility. Luckily, our headlamps have superior illumination, which helps reduce the chance of an accident. See better, drive safer with up to $10 off a two-pack of Napa Night Vision headlamps. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa Know How.
Napa Know How.
At participating Napa Auto Parts stores. Offer ends 10/31/18.
I used to leave voicemails for myself because the only one I could trust to get something done right was me.
Hey, you, it's me. Remember to order safety goggles and grab some milk on your way home.
But now I use Grainger. Grainger's got the technical support you'd expect from America's number one source for industrial-grade supplies. They're in the business of helping my business, so no more talking to myself. Now I talk to Grainger because when it comes to keeping your business running, Grainger's got your back. Call or click Grainger.com to see for yourself. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Well, the Houston Astros eliminated the Cleveland Indians from the playoffs, and now Houston has their backs against the wall. And I am, rooting for Houston, even though they did win last year. Boston has won enough. Can't root for Boston anymore. They used to be the lovable losers, and then they started winning at everything all the time. But was watching last night, and although I'm rooting for the Astros, the officiating crew made the right call last night. The way that the rule was explained over the air by the announcers and what I saw on the replays and what was what is generally the fair thing to do, fan interference. The fan brushed the glove of Mookie Betts when he was trying to make a leaping catch. If it wasn't it was going to go over the wall if Betts did not make contact with it. You need to be able to catch the ball to log the out. And two or three fans there that were reaching out. One fan did brush the glove of Mookie Betts, and his glove closed prematurely. Betts didn't want to close the glove, but because the fan was there and touched it, the glove closed. And Betts did not make the catch. So, fan interference. Give me a call and let me know what you think about that. And you know what? West ruled that a fan brushed the glove of Mookie Betts when the outfielder was trying to make a leaping catch. So, fan interference. I don't know if I got my facts straight here or not. I think that the fan interfered, and because of that, the two-run home run should not have counted. And it didn't. So give me a call and let me know what you think about that. Phone lines are open. In the National League, the Dodgers, they have a 3-2 lead in the National League Championship Series. Of course, I'm rooting for the Brewers in that one. So things aren't going my way in the baseball playoffs this year. Give me a call and let me know what you think. The phone lines are open. I'd like to hear from you between now and 11 o'clock this morning. We'll be back right after this.
There's no sweet 15 or 15 days of Christmas. 15 used to be a boring number until now.
Noah and Michelle here for Dean's Jewelry. We are so proud to make 15 a number you'll love. We've created 15 of the most beautiful engagement rings we will always have on hand. We call them the Forever 15.
15 trendy, traditional, eye-popping rings that'll make it easy to melt her heart. Combined with our signature Whistler diamond, her ring will shine bright, even across the room or in low light.
You shouldn't have to wonder if she's going to love the ring. You should know. So we surveyed the country for the most popular styles and created 15 engagement rings just for our friends in Coshocton, Mount Vernon, and the surrounding areas.
Finding the perfect ring for your big moment is easier than ever with our new Forever 15 collection.
Dean's Jewelry.
The Forever 15. Exclusively at Dean's Jewelry in Coshocton and Mount Vernon.
With an independent insurance agent, you can be sure that you're getting the right coverage at the right price. At the Jacobs Fannin Agency, it's all about relationships. We work one-on-one with you to make sure your auto, home, farm, or business is protected by a quality insurance company. That's why we work with Ohio Mutual Insurance Group. We know that you can trust Ohio Mutual to protect what matters most to you and your family. Once you see how Ohio Mutual cares for your needs, you'll trust them as well. This is David Fitch. Give me a call at 740-622-1796. I can recommend the best coverage from the best companies like Ohio Mutual.
Coshocton Regional Medical Center has been awarded Chest Pain Center accreditation by the American College of Cardiology. What does that mean for you? It means our protocol-driven approach to heart attack care allows us to reduce time to treatment during the critical first stages of a heart attack, quicker diagnosis, faster treatment, and better outcomes. If you think you may be having a heart attack, know that time is muscle. Save your heart muscle by following these important steps. Survive. Don't drive. Call 911. Visit CoshoctonHospital.org to learn the early warning signs of a heart attack.
Get on the fast track to a job you'll love. Attend Central Ohio Technical College's Academic Showcase on Thursday, November 1st from 5 to 7 p.m. at the COTC Coshocton campus in Roscoe Village. Learn how COTC can get you into an in-demand career. Meet with faculty and explore careers in healthcare, engineering technology, public safety, and business and IT. That's Thursday, November 1st at COTC's Coshocton campus. Register at cotc.edu/discover. COTC, education that pays.
The weather is brought to you by Stewart Interiors, your interior design center. See Stewart Interiors for Homecrest cabinetry, granite, Corian, and Cambria quartz countertops, window blinds, and a complete line of quality flooring, including carpeting. For craftsmanship and quality, choose Stewart Interiors, Otsego Avenue in Coshocton.
Sunshine today and cool with highs around 50. For tonight, clear with lows in the lower 30s. And for tomorrow, mostly sunny in the morning, then partly sunny with a slight chance of rain showers in the afternoon, highs in the mid-50s. Chance of rain is 20%. It is currently 42 degrees in downtown Coshocton. And we have open phone lines until 11 o'clock this morning. Have you heard of the artist Banksy? B-A-N-K-S-Y. Don't know a lot about him. His name surfaced, I don't know, maybe 10, 15 years ago, maybe longer. And I don't know if graffiti artist is would be an accurate term for Banksy. He does things apart from graffiti, but a lot of his art is done in urban areas, guerrilla art, if you will. And he made the news a week or two ago with a piece of his work that was up for auction. And let's read the latest. Banksy has posted a video to his website in which he implies the shredding of his Girl with Balloon at a Sotheby's auction in London was supposed to have been complete. Instead, the canvas was only partially shredded after the hammer came down on a winning bid of $1.4 million. To the shock of the crowd, the auction house says the winning bidder decided to buy it anyway at that price. Much has been made about whether the famously anonymous artist had intended to keep at least part of the canvas intact. That raised speculation that the stunt would only increase the painting's value. In the video posted Tuesday, Banksy shows himself constructing the shredding mechanism inside a frame. At the end, the video notes, in rehearsals, it worked every time. So your views on that and the role of art. Banksy, a little bit unusual outside of the mainstream, but aren't all popular artists? Give me a call and let me know what you think about that. And Banksy, famously anonymous, long ago it was, nobody knew who he was. My thoughts are he's close enough now to the mainstream to the point where one of his paintings is auctioned at Sotheby's for $1.4 million, that his identity has to be known by enough people that he can't be calling himself anonymous anymore. So what are your thoughts? Give me a call. Open phone lines until 11. It is 14 minutes now until the top of the hour, and we'll be right now. Let's go ahead and take a phone call. Hi, you're on the air.
Yes, good morning.
Morning.
I just first want to say that the special guests that you've had this morning, it's really great about the Yingling thing out of Cumberstown, the efforts being done there. I think it's great. And also the local community band and brass ensemble certainly adds a lot to culture and enjoyment of our community. I just really want to say that. And then the other thing about the spiritual thing, I actually know that the ministerial associations and various ministers are actually working with law enforcement, like on certain days, on an ordained basis of going with them and not just going in to harshly these people, but say, how can we help you? I think that's so great. I want to say that first. And the other thing I was called about was, it's about NATO, and I realized that, countries should pay their fair share and all that, and there's nothing wrong with trying to get them to pay more. I think that's good. But we also should consider what America has gained by having NATO and putting all that we have into it over the years. Because, our homeland, except for attacks like Pearl Harbor and various other things that have happened, basically we've been war-torn free. Okay? And I just think we have to consider the benefits that we also gain from such things as NATO. And in regards to immigration, and these people that are walking, we see these on the screen, and they're walking. I have a feeling, I told those, there are some vehicles, like a farm bed or something like that. I was wondering if they take turns, letting some people ride for a while, but people are willing to walk hundreds, perhaps even thousands of miles for their children. You see their children in their hands, holding their hands for their children and so forth. I know it's a problem, but it just seems like that there are some, I don't know it's all, but and it certainly isn't all, because we have groups that are taking care of immigrants and people are sponsoring immigrants and this sort of thing. And a lot of Christian groups, I'm sure, are doing a lot of good for these people that have been separated from their kids and the kids separated from their parents. I mean, they look fairly well-dressed and they're being fed and that sort of thing. But then you think about 1,600 in a tent city, that sort of thing. But if you were a Costa Rican or a Honduran or one of these people from this violence, you say, my kids at least are safe. It's not the ideal condition, but at least they're safe. They're not being killed. And I think those are things we need to think about. And I just look at John McCain's comment with our values, our interests, and our interests are our values. And all the time that I've been growing up in America, I've always been tied and I've learned that America has these values of caring for people. And think of all the churches and all the missionary groups that we do. But then there are some that say, you know, well, we'll do everything we can for you, we'll come over for you. And of course, we're looking to lead them to being saved. But on the other hand, but don't come to America. There's some that are saying that. So I don't understand quite that situation. So that's just the comments I have there on that. And thank you.
All right. Well, thank you for calling. And caller covered a lot of territory there. We'll be back in just a moment.
It's Digging Deeper with the Mosaic Company, the show where two agronomy experts take your questions about crop nutrition. Here are your hosts, Kurt Woolfolk and Ross Bender, senior agronomists from the Mosaic Company.
Hi, this is Kurt.
And this is Ross. And today we're answering the questions you sent us on social media.
This one comes in from Twitter. What's the best product on the market for boosting sulfur levels?
Boosting sulfur levels in a soil is actually a fairly difficult task, so we need to find a source that can keep it available for longer.
MicroEssentials with Fusion Technology contains two forms of sulfur, sulfate sulfur for early season crop needs, and elemental sulfur that takes time over the growing season for season-long sulfur availability to that plant.
Today, what we know is that our crops not only need greater quantities of nutrients, they need to be available for longer, and any practice you can use to keep that available for longer will help. MicroEssentials is a tool in the toolbox to help you do that.
Have any questions you want Kurt and Ross to tackle? Tweet to us at MicroEssentials on Twitter or send us a message on Facebook. And to learn more about smart crop nutrition, visit MicroEssentials.com.
What's the best-selling small tractor in America? Kubota's BX Series Compact. Now, get a BX 1880 for as low as $99 a month with 0% APR financing for 84 months, now through December 31st, 2018. See us or go to gokubota.com for more information.
ONNradio.com, your number one source for news, sports, and weather from around the state. If it's happening in Ohio, it's on ONNradio.com. Doppler weather radar, current conditions, and your local forecast from our award-winning weather team. It's on ONNradio.com.
Have you experienced foot or ankle pain during or after sports, running, or exercising at the gym? Nagging aches in your foot or ankle that won't go away? Podiatric Physicians can provide you with important foot care solutions, shoe inserts, or show you how to support your feet and ankles so you're able to compete or exercise comfortably. Ohio Foot and Ankle Medical Association Podiatric Physicians are located throughout the state and have been serving the profession and the public for over 100 years. To find a member of the Ohio Foot and Ankle Medical Association near you, visit associationsadvanceohio.com.
You could win a Trans-Siberian Orchestra gift package from our Ace Hardware. The grand prize winner will get two tickets to the Trans-Siberian Orchestra concert of their choice, airfare, and hotel for two people, and a $200 prepaid cash card. You must be 18 years old to enter. No purchase is necessary. For your chance to win, go to www.musicatace.com. Get your entry in because the sweepstakes end soon. It's sponsored locally by our Ace Hardware, Otsego Avenue in Coshocton.
Are you dreaming of something greater? A college degree, job skills, a rewarding career? The Ohio Army National Guard can help you get the education you need to land the career you've always wanted. The Ohio National Guard Scholarship Program could pay 100% of your college tuition. You're eligible for the scholarship as soon as you enlist. Learn more about the many benefits that come with serving in the Ohio Army National Guard. Visit NationalGuard.com today. Sponsored by the Ohio Army National Guard, aired by the Ohio Association of Broadcasters and this station.
For winning Ohio lottery numbers 24 hours a day, call the B-Dry Lottery Line at 622-CALL. That's 622-2255. Let B-Dry transform your damp basement into useful living space.
Want to start building a better life for you and your kids? This isn't where you're going to hear some inspirational quote. This is where you're going to hear solid, practical, and completely doable advice. Get Paramount Advantage Medicaid. Our plan lets your kids get glasses so they can read the board and lets you see the doctors you want so you can stay healthy and continue providing for your family. You've got what it takes to make things better. All you need is a little advantage. Learn more about Paramount Advantage Medicaid at ParamountAdvantage.org.
It's week 9 of the high school football season, and WTNS Radio, it's taking you to the game.
Gets the snap, straight back to throw, looks over the middle of the field, it is caught! Touchdown, Riverview!
Friday night's broadcast has Cambridge at Riverview. WTNS airtime Friday night, approximately 6:30, kickoff at 7. We will also keep you updated on all the other area football games. Hear all the action right here on 99.3 or online anywhere at mywtnsradio.com.
The quarterback Hunger tries to sneak it. He is.
Touchdown. It is a touchdown.
He snuck it in.
It's high school football, and it's right here on the Sports Voice of East Central Ohio, WTNS.
Papa's sandwiches are now available at Coshocton's Papa John's Pizza. Choose from Philly cheesesteak, meatball provolone, barbecue chicken bacon, Italian hero, and buffalo chicken, just $6.99 each. Call 740-623-8483 or order online at papajohns.com.
After an illness or surgery, oftentimes a doctor will recommend a short-term stay in an extended care facility or some outpatient therapy. Hi, this is Brittany Murphy with Riverside Manor Nursing and Rehabilitation Center in New Cumberstown. Our therapy facility allows our staff to provide both inpatient and outpatient physical, occupational, and speech therapy. We have private rooms for short-term and long-term nursing care. If you'd like more information on any of these services or to schedule a tour, call me, Brittany Murphy, at 740-498-5165 or visit our website at RiversideManor.com.
Talking football on WTNS, brought to you by the Jeff Drennan Dealerships.
Welcome to Talking Football here on WTNS, brought to you by the Jeff Drennan Dealerships. I'm Casey Claxton here with Steve Corries. We're filming Talking Football today on location at the Jeff Drennan Dealerships on Otsego Avenue in Coshocton. Steve, it's week 9 of the high school football season. Let's preview the games coming up on Friday night. Let's start with the Coshocton Redskins. They lost a tough one at home this past Friday.
Yeah, they really did, losing to Cambridge in a good ball game for a first half, and then the Redskins let it get away a little bit in the second half. They have Maysville coming up this weekend, and I'll tell you, Maysville's got a ground-and-pound type team. They're going to line it up and go right at you. Coshocton really plays the same way. So I think that this is a game that's going to be won in the trenches, so it'll be a tough ball game down at Stewart Field.
The Ridgewood Generals got back on the winning track with a win over Tuskegee Valley. They've got another big one coming up this Friday night at home.
Well, Ridgewood had a little bit of a hangover after the Garaway loss a week ago. But, you know, they got things turned around against Tuskegee Valley and really ended up rolling to an easy win. I expect with Claymont coming in, the Mustangs have struggled this year. I look for a victory for the Generals.
Our featured game coming up Friday night that you can hear right here on WTNS has the Riverview Black Bears matching up against Cambridge. Steve, you've got Cambridge 2 weeks in a row. That'll be a big one for the Black Bears.
Yeah, Cambridge goes on the road 2 weeks in a row. They beat Coshocton last weekend. They go to Riverview, and it's going to be an interesting game, I think. Riverview's going to have to be prepared for Cambridge. They're going to throw it around, get into a bunch of different formations, and they have a nice offensive team. Riverview's going to have to be able to defend that, but I look for a really good ball game up at Riverview's Don Rushing Stadium.
Steve and Jamie McCray will have the pregame show starting at 6:30. Kickoff will be at 7 o'clock. And then, of course, on Sunday at Coshocton High School at 2 p.m., a memorial service for Tom Thompson. This is Talkin' Football on WTNS Coshocton.
Talkin' Football on WTNS, brought to you by the Jeff Drennan Dealerships.
Check out the WTNS Facebook and Twitter each week for a new Talkin' Football video.
This is the voice of the Buckeyes, Paul Keels. Ohio State heads to West Lafayette, Indiana this Saturday to take on Purdue.
Hans Weber straight ahead, pounds it into the end zone for another touchdown. Mike Weber for Ohio State on a 3-yard carry to the end zone. Hands it Dobbins, gives it on a reverse Campbell, running right side to the Maryland 20, to the 15, to the 10, to the 5, and into the end zone goes Campbell on a touchdown of 24 yards on a run. Paris Campbell increasing Ohio State's lead.
We'll be on the air with the AEP Energy Buckeye pregame show beginning at 6 p.m.
Lynda.com is here. So what is it, and is it right for you? Join the Coshocton Public Library on Wednesday, October 17th, or on Wednesday, October 24th, from 6 to 6:30 p.m. or 7 to 7:30 p.m. for an interactive tour of Lynda.com. Registration is required for these events and can be completed online or by calling the library at 740-622-0956.
The Coshocton Public Library System. Explore a world of possibilities.
Well, that will wrap up our Communication Lines program today. I want to thank all of our guests for joining us. The folks from the Newcomerstown Historical Society, they will be celebrating the music of Manuel Yuengling. Also want to thank Skylar Hausman from the Coshocton Rotary Club talking about the event coming up in support of polio eradication. And also thank you to the two pastors for joining us as well.